sanctions against Saudi Arabia, but remains reluctant to cancel a U.S. arms deal with the Saudis. President Trump in Nevada today said he's considering sanctions against Saudi Arabia, but remains reluctant to cancel a U.S. arms deal with the Saudis. Here's Errol Barnett.
I'm not satisfied until we find the answer, but it was a big first step. It was a good first step.
Before boarding Air Force One in Nevada today, President Trump responded to Saudi Arabia's confirmation of Jamal Khashoggi's death, expressing hesitation to terminate a new $110 billion arms deal.
I think it's over a million jobs. That's not helpful for us to cancel an order like that. That hurts us far more than it hurts them.
The president says he would like to speak to Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, a man Republican Senator Lindsey Graham said was toxic and a wrecking ball. Congress will be involved in crafting a response to the Khashoggi killing, with senior Republicans suggesting the expulsion of Saudi diplomats, targeted sanctions, or curtailing any future arms sales.
The Democrats want to throw open your borders to deadly drugs and gangs.
This week, the president has been out west holding rallies in support of Republican candidates fighting close midterm races.
Let's take back the Senate and we will change the world as we know it.
Also in Nevada today is former Vice President Joe Biden supporting Democratic candidates and fueling speculation of a potential 2020 presidential run.
It's a conscious effort to divide the country, but we can't let it work again.
President Trump also announced today he is withdrawing the U.S. from a nuclear treaty with Russia, which dates back to the Reagan administration and the Soviet Union. A national security spokesperson telling CBS News Russia continues to produce prohibited cruise missiles. All this as the president's national security advisor, John Bolton, heads to Moscow.